Hey, 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 what is up? What is up? This is Vishak here, and welcome to another episode of Lean Addict. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about one of the best exercises that I have ever used to burn my fat off. Okay. One of the best exercise, I mean, one of the best exercise that I have ever incorporated in my lifestyle, in my training regime, which has actually given me the results. And this is a proven exercise, and there's nothing which could beat this to fasten your fat loss journey. Okay. So without further ado, let's just get to the business. As you can see, it is nothing but HIIT, high intensity interval training. Now, there is very much, you know, this is one intensity, this is one training that's very much being used by the pro athletes to fast track their journey, or, you know, fast track their results. So if they actually wanted to, you know, get down fat to even a single digit for men, and below 20% for women, it's very much possible with this type of exercise. But again, there are like basic fundamentals way that you need to be carrying out with when in terms of your consistency, in terms of your discipline, and again, a lot of lifestyle habits also which goes into this. So by lifestyle habits, I mean, you know, stress management, for your food habits and things like that. So a lot of other contributing factors, which is also playing a very major role in this. However, when it comes to training, again, if you make a plan of doing this for about 3 to 4 days a week, it will give you guaranteed results regardless of what, and there's no doubt in it. Okay, so this one, I don't usually do it like every time. So so my regime goes like this. So 10 months I just do whatever I want. I like eat whatever I want. I mean, I just don't necessarily pay attention to a thing. But then I kind of like, you know, I most likely I keep my abs, so that it just gives me a fair reflection as to how my, you know, cholesterol is looking like, the fat percentage is looking like. I mean, cholesterol is good for health. It's not a disease as such. Okay. But it's just the high cholesterol is problematic. It's not a disease as such. Okay. But at the same time, you know, the fat percentage, or, you know, the overweight or the obesity or things like that, that's going to have a very bad impact. So I make sure that I have my abs all the time. Like, I don't lose it. Okay. So with that, I mean, I keep my other parameters in check. You know, the only way to actually see that is through your, you know, skin that you're able to pinch in certain areas, like your love handles or your lower abs or places like that. So that'll actually give you an approximate figure as to how your fat is looking like. So in that way, you'll be able to establish where exactly you are standing. So 10 months in a year, I just like do things, not necessarily stay with my discipline. I mean, discipline is given by all means, but you get the idea. So remaining 2 months, you know, these are my regime where things are coming into place. So 2 months, what I do is like, I just design my plan. I stay with that discipline. I don't miss a meal. I don't miss a workout. It's just like almost 6 days a week, or even 7 days a week. Some days even I go twice. Now I have the luxury of going twice. So the 2 months I do everything which is my capacity with to come back to the condition. So what happens, what is the benefit of doing this way, living this kind of lifestyle, is nothing but, you know, like 10 months, you have the luxury of doing whatever you want. Now, this is a very bad professing. I don't necessarily advise this to people to do this way. It's just my way of doing it. I mean, of course, it's like sort of getting out of your thing, and then getting inside your comfort zone is what I would say, because that 2 months is going to be a lot of pressure. I've been doing it, so I can take it. But if you are like beginner, it would be really hard for you to do that, because 10 months you've been doing whatever you want and eating whatever you want. And the 2 months, it's going to like a lot of fight in your brain to actually get to that certain kind of disciplines when you're actually cutting down or taking off your fat or anything like that. Okay. So having said that, let's just jump in. So high intensity interval training, it's nothing but very short period of exercise, very short term, like it can be measured in seconds, and you're supposed to be performing only in seconds, but it's going to be really intense. Like as the name suggests in itself, it's going to be super intense, but keep it like for 20 seconds or, you know, just short bursts. So let's just get down to the concepts as to what the high intensity is. HIIT is nothing but short bursts of energy being spent out in a very short period of time. That is 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30, even 30 seconds. But if people say that I do the HIIT for a minute and a half and all that, it's pure BS, because nobody would be able to push it to that level. I mean, if somebody's actually pushing it, that's suicidal. Okay, because your heart is technically beating at that time of like highest beats per minute. Highest, that maximum, your body's maximum capacity. Okay, how you can determine that would be, you know, 220, the number 220 minus your age will give you like a number. So that is a level that you can actually push your heart to beat up. And you can do this probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes, not in total, but then on an average in a day. Okay. So short bursts, you should be able to continuously perform an exercise for about 20 seconds to even 30 seconds. And then you just take a break of 10 seconds or whatever. And then you come back and then do it. Like, so it's almost like a hand in hand. Okay. A, B, exercise, rest, and things like that. Okay. It's not more conventional way of doing it. Like, you know, you perform a set and then you just take a minute of break. And then again, you're going to perform. Like I said, it's more like a high intensity side. So you're continuously, your heart range is kept above 150 range. So that range is kind of like that. The whole workout can be within 10 to 30 minutes, 10 minutes only if you don't have time. And then you gotta be rushing somewhere and things like that. You can perform this one. Like I would say sprints or burpees or whatever. I'll be getting down to the exercise a little later, but I would say, yeah, sprints or something like that. You can just keep it for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. But then again, like I said, it's always like if you have to calculate 30 seconds or probably 1 minute, it's going to be 20 seconds plus 20 seconds, is 40 seconds of workout, and then 10 plus 10, 20 seconds of rest. Okay. You need to divide it. You need to bisect this 1 minute, that is 60 seconds into two, which gives you 30 seconds and 20 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest. Right. So you get the mathematics of it. So that's pretty much the concept of it. And what are the benefits? It's nothing but, you know, it burns a lot of calories when it comes to HIIT, while compared to the conventional types of cardio, you know, bicycle or regular treadmill or whatever. It's just that you need to increase your speed and you need to increase your intensity. You can also incorporate multiple exercises in one set. So that also kind of, you know, pushes your energy, pushes your intensity to a next level. Okay, but it's not just about the elementary level of doing the exercise of just 10 reps or whatever and then just taking a break. It's not like that. There's more of strength also can be included, but it's more like a cardio, okay, towards a cardio side, but definitely strength. Yeah. Next one is the faster metabolic rate. It's nothing but when you are able to perform certain type of exercise, like let's say that conventional jogging in a treadmill, you're kind of doing that. And then it might just put your metabolism to not a great extent, but to some extent. It can improve and it can up your metabolism. But that's not going to withstand in your body for a long time. Eventually, your metabolism is going to come down. But the type of exercise that you're going to do, that you perform, is clearly going to determine as to how long the metabolism is going to be in your system. And the metabolism is a very, very important concept, ladies and gentlemen, because if you're kind of getting this metabolism thing correct, and then your performance in the gym will be like totally indifferent. You know what I mean? You won't just go to the treadmill and then keep running for like 20 years. That's not what you want to do. Okay. So metabolism is nothing but, you know, you're burning your calories at a much faster rate, much higher calories in any given point. Okay. That's about it. Now, how you're going to up this is purely determined by the exercise that you do. Okay. So that's that with a faster metabolic rate, and it's going to even stick in your system for about maybe even up to 48 hours. That's like 2 days when you perform a HIIT for about 30 minutes. And that's the power of HIIT. So that's why I always like give this as a best way of doing the cardio. Another one is like might have gains. Again, this purely, it depends on the way that you do it, because the types of exercise that you incorporate, you know, the compounds that you actually, you know, try to do like two sets, two different variations together, especially when it comes to the weight, and increase intensity in terms of that, you know. So if you are kind of doing that on a regular basis, you know, it, there are possibilities for you to get some gains. I mean, to me, I don't necessarily, I haven't seen it but all by myself, but there are researchers saying that you might even, you know, get some gains. Now, what are the types of exercise that you're incorporating and how consistent you are? And again, lifestyle plays a very, very important role in terms of that. So that also will be able to determine as to how much gains you are having. So again, gains, guys, this is very important. Don't be afraid of the muscles. Muscles are like, it helps you burn more fat in any given point of the day. Okay. Some, most people think that, you know, getting muscles is like you're going to be Arnold on the next day. First of all, you got the whole thing of muscles wrong. Muscles are good for your body and everybody has muscles, okay? But people are okay to have the fat, which is totally cool for them, but then they don't want to look like whoever because they don't want muscles. Just excuse me for that, okay? Don't have that. It's a very elementary thinking and don't kind of have that thinking, okay? You can, it's good to have muscles. Not for going and flexing in front of people. That's not what you want to do. But then it's good to carry around with the muscles so that you're on a healthy side rather than carrying around the fat. Okay. You need the fat to some extent, but not, you know what I'm trying to say. So definitely improved cognitive performance. This is in my personal experience. The reason why I'm saying is because remember that I told you that in 2 months, I tried to incorporate this one. So during that point, what happens is every time I do, so this is how my regimen goes, okay? So in a day, if I have to take it like, I'm usually up by 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning. 4 a.m. in the morning. Excuse me for that. So I'm usually up by that time. When I wake up about half an hour to 1 hour, I kind of do my thing. And then, you know, so first three things, I make sure in a day, the first three things is going to be the most difficult task ever as in like in that particular day. So there are a lot of benefits for that. Okay. Mine, in my schedule, what happens when I wake up, the moment I wake up, I either go for a run or let's go hit the gym or whatever. I cook my meal. I have my food. Of course I have my food and then I go do my workouts. And then, you know, so once I finish that off, come back and take a cold shower. Like December, January, April, May, I don't care, cold shower. So there are like two difficult things are being done. And the next thing, probably I'll find something and do it, depends on the day-to-day basis. So three things, when you smash those three difficult tasks, the rest of your day goes like smooth flow. I mean, obstacles will always be coming, but then you can actually just say, okay, your capacity is kind of like raised when it comes to your thought patterns. So you won't be underestimating yourself or your capacity. Okay, so possibly or the chances of you smashing those obstacles will be like highly likely. So you get the idea, right? So that's about it. Now, why I'm saying that there could be improved cognitive performance is nothing but so every time when I do this, like every time when I kind of hit the HIIT on those particular days, what I feel is like I'll be more active when it comes to my thinking. I'll be more active. I won't be drowsy and it gives me a lot of energy throughout the day. And the best part is that I can decide. I'll be more decisive because my thought patterns are like acting like it's, I don't know. Like I feel that I can think through in every angle when it comes to a situation and then I would be able to solve it. Like it's just not, you get the idea, right? You'll be more decisive in things. You'll be, your decision powers are kind of on the higher side, especially when you do this. I mean, I'm talking about a personal experience. I haven't done this on research or whatever. I didn't do anything about it. I just want to put this over here so that you guys can get it. This is like so much better because every time when I kind of do it, but it's difficult to do the HIIT on a regular basis. So I kind of don't do it. But every time when I do it, I have the difference. I do see it. Like the following day. Okay. So yeah, that's what. The next one is the sugar levels. Sugar levels are obviously going to be not in the rock bottom. Obviously, it's going to be very much optimized because you're going to burn off a lot of calories with this. Okay, 30 minutes of HIIT is going to fucking kill you. Okay, it's going to kill you as in a good way. You know what I mean? So rather than staying in the gym or staying at a workout place for about 90 minutes and just doing those conventional things, it is better for you to just come here, do this, and just get out. You know what I mean? 20 minutes, 30 minutes will just give you like solid results, man, in weeks. In weeks. It just doesn't even, you I don't have to go for 90 days and 6 months and 1 year and all that. It's going to give you like super fast results. But the most important thing about HIIT is not recommended for everyone. Okay? The reason as to why I'm saying that is because let's say any exercise that you take when it falls to HIIT, which it falls in HIIT, it is super advanced. Okay, so if you take running in HIIT, it's more like a sprint, right? When it comes to let's say pull-ups, you're going to incorporate the pull-ups with the push-ups or squats or anything like that. So you're going to be compounding that with something else. Yeah, so that is the way that you need to do it. That means it's more like a expert advanced level. The HIIT is always on the expert advanced level. I don't want anybody else to just go through it. If you're a beginner, if you haven't worked out at all, if you haven't stepped in the gym, if you haven't done anything of that sort, and if you've been immobile, okay, that means this is a big, big no-no for you. And that I can guarantee, because if somebody is on the heavier side, that's more than 75 kgs, 75, 85 kgs, they are, there's a lot of pressure on their knees, okay? There's a lot of pressure on their spine, and obviously there's a lot of pressure on their heart. So this is something that people need to do only when they reduce it to a certain level and they get that absolute confidence of doing it, performing it, because they need the confidence in their body. Yeah, so to learn your body, I mean, 95% of the people don't know how their body functions. I'm not talking about in scientific term, but what is the best type of food that they need? You know what I mean? What type of food will be, they can use it to function. Okay, what is good for them? What is bad for them? What is, you know, what kind of workout? So all these things are like a basic idea as to how their body functions. So 95% of the people don't have them. That's the basic thing. So this is what I have put across in my coaching system. So I have this, you know, first is like understanding your body, and then from there you need to take a different approach accordingly. So in my Transform coaching system, I have that. So I want you to click on this. I want you to click on the link below and get yourself registered so that I can explain it to you better. That's on a different level. So if people who are on the other side who is having no idea about it, I don't want you to do this. And this video, maybe you can just watch it, but until you get advanced, you cannot do that. Okay? Until you get comfortable with your body, you cannot do that. Until you lose certain amount of weight, you will not be able to do this. Okay, so that's about it. Another one is the cardiovascular. So your health, your heart health is going to be through the roof. How this works is that, like I said, it's 220 minus your age. That's the amount of heartbeat range that you can get up to in a day for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes. Not continuous, obviously, but you won't be able to do it continuously though. But what I'm saying is, in your ideal situation, when you're just sitting down, when you're at work, or when you're just sitting on the couch or watching TV, at that point, your heart rate should be like very minimum. That means your heart is working on a very functioning on a healthy level. Okay, that's how you can. But see, again, you will not be able to determine or establish to a number as to how your heart is performing in that particular situation when you're performing your exercise. You can't. But it's just an average calculation as to how much you, like how intense you are, you know, like how intense you're feeling inside, like how much you won't be able to push anymore. If you're not able to push anymore, probably that is the range you need to stop. Okay, because I don't want you to go overboard, because I have done myself and I've gone to the level of puking and all that. It's just gets crazy in the mind. But so you get the idea. That's how I want you to keep it. I don't want you to go as crazy as that is. but just keep it to the point where you can't push anymore and then take. So eventually you're going to improve your stamina and all that. Like I said, you're going to be feeling like really lethargic and then feeling really bad about it for first time when you do it. You can do it for like 10 seconds and then you'll be like out. After a week, after a month, you're going to be like 20 seconds and then you're going to be out. So after a few months, you're going to be like 30 seconds. You can straight on, right? So that's how you're going to be measuring your performance. So in that regard, I would say cardiovascular health is going to be like through the roof. So you don't even have to worry about it because obviously the sugar levels and the fat levels in your blood is dropping down. So you're on the higher side, if you know what I mean, okay? So that's with the benefits. Now it's getting on to the procedure. What are the procedures or what are the parameters that you have to actually structure your workout? It's very simple. If you're getting to the place, the workplace, as in not your workplace, but then workout place, the moment you get in, you need to do the basic warm-up. It's for about 5 minutes, which could include stretching or just skipping or just basic squats or anything of that sort. Just to get the blood flowing, just to raise the temperature of your body, just to even warm your joints up, you know? So that's very much important. So you kind of do that for about 5 to 10 minutes. I wouldn't say 10 minutes is kind of too much, but 5 minutes is good. Like 5 minutes of continuous warm up is kind of really good. And then you're going to move on to the work phase. Work phase is the high intensity, obviously. Over there, it's going to be like several reps. Like I said, it depends on what exercise that you choose. I don't want to get into the exercise right now, but I just, you know, like you can perform as many reps as you can. Do it for about 15 seconds first, if you're able to push, and then you can just go for 20 seconds and then 10 seconds of rest period. Okay. So that's how you need to be calculating. So on a given minute, if I have to put it this way, on a given minute, two sets, that is 20, 20, 40 seconds of work. Okay. 10 seconds of rest. That's 10 plus 10, 20 seconds of, so you get the idea. Rest. So 40 seconds of work and 20 seconds of rest, which gives you 1 minute. So if you're performing 20 minutes, that means it's about 40 sets. I don't know, something like that. Okay. So keep it at that level. That should be that, but 15, 20 minutes, you're done with your workout. You can just go home. Get the idea. How sweet is that? Right. So that's pretty much it with the work phase. And then you eventually come off to the cool off period, where you're going to just, you know, maybe do a little bit of breathing or just a bit of walking on the treadmill, not running, definitely, because you're exhausted yourself. Now, just cooling off your right from your blood pressure, right from your heart rate, or everything is like kind of settling down. So I would strongly suggest you to just close your eyes and just focus on your breathing for about 5 minutes, which would be the best thing. And if you're still kind of hyper, sometimes it gets you, because this is what I have experienced. I mean, it just gets me that I won't be able to sit in one place, you know, so it just gets me to my head. And then I would be like, I won't be able to sit in one place and it's just got to be moving. So in that regard, what I do is just maybe I'll just walk on the treadmill, like as slowly as possible. And I put it maybe 4 or 5. And from there, I just kind of come down. And that's how I just kind of come down to 2 or maybe even 1. Then I can keep walking for about, you know, so keep it like for 10 minutes and then you cool off and then you can, you know, just get off. So that would be it. So 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 35, maximum of 40 minutes, you're done. That's it. Okay. So this is why I find it funny when people say that I don't have time to work out. 40 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, 40 minutes. And I don't have time. That's funny. That's funny. Next one, exercise, right? So obviously mine is like really simple. I choose either 1 or 3 or 6. Okay. So I do either basic sprint level or 1, 2, 3, and 6. This is what I do because I kind of know that exercise very well. So it kind of is like, I got into the comfort zone of doing this one. So I don't want to move out from that, but am I going to hit the plateau? Of course I'm going to hit the plateau and obviously see no results, but then I know how to change it and all that. That's on the advanced level, which is, again, I'm explaining that in my Transform Coaching System. So if you kind of register, if you come inside my tribe, and then you will be able to know that. But to give you the basics of it, basic sprint intervals is nothing but, you know, you're going to choose a point. You can do this either on treadmill. If you're not doing treadmill, what you can do is like, you can choose a point, 50 meters to even 100 meters. point A to point B, and then you're going to do like as many runs as possible from point A to point B and back to point A, right? As many runs, like 1, 2, 3, 4, as many as you can, keep that count, and then take about 30 seconds of rest, and then again, start running. Not running, sprinting, you know what I mean? So yeah, point A, B, A, B, A, B, and then stop, and then just take a break, again, run it. So guys, I want you to take notes. It's not just about sitting and listening to what I'm saying. So more like you need to take notes and take those notes along with you when the next time when you go for a workout, so you can actually see it. Try to visualize everything that you're writing down so that you get the idea, right? I mean, it's not just about having the knowledge in your head. That's not going to give you anything, okay? So any knowledge is garbage until it comes onto reality, until you make that manifest in your life. That's more important. That's more powerful. So try taking all the notes and just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So basic sprint level intervals, you can keep it. That's great. Battle ropes, if you have a rope in your home, like thick, which you won't be having it. So I would suggest if there's a gym, you finish off your workout and maybe you can just get onto it. Alternative days just works great. Do it for about 10 minutes. It's amazing. Okay. Battle ropes are the best when it comes to like 20 seconds of work and then 10 seconds of rest. I do it for like 5 minutes or probably even 10 minutes and that's it. Okay. So just, it's fast. It's fast is what I would say. Okay. Yeah. The next one is the hill sprint is, if I know that there's no hills, I mean, there could possibly not be any hills near your place. I do get it, but you sure will have stairs. If you don't have stairs, your neighbor will have stairs. Don't break in, but just ask the permission, get onto the stairs and start running. So what I do, I get onto my stairs. So every stairs will have a gap. It's not just straight stairs. We'll have a gap of 10 or, you know, 10 stairs is the max, you know. So that would be like great. So you can just do like up and down, like climb and climb, climb up and climb down, like up and down for about 10 sets. And then you can take a break again as fast as you can. Don't take one step at a time, take two steps at a time. So it's like your steps are going to be much farther, which means your energy consumption is going to be more farther. You know what I mean? So try doing the hill sprint. It just works great and it's pretty fast. The Tabata circuit is, again, you can just work this model, mix up your workouts and then kind of do that. Bike sprints are great unless you have a bike, or, you know, this could possibly happen only in the gym. Burpees, again, you can do that. So all these are like, I mean, there are like, this is not the only thing. There are like several types of exercise when it comes to HIIT, but I've just put down the basics because, you know, having too many type of exercise and you would be finding it really difficult of which one to remember, which one to do it and which one not to do it. You get the point. So just have the basic. I would say shuttle sprints, ropes, hill sprint, burpees. That's what I stick with. I mean, I don't do much. I don't go like super advanced. I just keep it to the basic. And this gives me enough results. I mean, whatever the result I want, I mean, this gives me like, it just gets me to where I want to go in few weeks. So I just stick with that, you know, and mostly I have pretty much mastered the game of that, these four exercises. I know how it works and how much I can do it. So on the first day, if I do it, I can actually make myself a comparison from first day and, you know, 30 days or 45 days or whatever. So just always kind of like get better from the last time that you have actually been doing. So you'd be in a position to actually, you know, measure yourself, you know, quantify your type of workout or whatever, if that makes any sense. So keep it to the basics. There are lots. If you want, you can just go to the YouTube and you'll get it. But the moment you get into the YouTube, you kind of like, you're overloaded with information, and that's where people fail. 95% of the people fail because there's so much of information, so many people talking about so many things. Pretty much sure that you're also watching this on YouTube. But what I want you to do is I want you to just follow one single mentor, one single person, and then you will get the result. Okay. Don't follow multiple people. If you ask 10 people for opinion, you will get 50 opinions. And then you will not know. This is exactly what I've been doing. I mean, the only fear that I had was like, if I have to ask people, obviously they don't know about my body. Okay. So if I ask some people, they know, they will tell me what they know. And once they tell me, I don't know which one to take it and which one to let go. And then if I take all of it, if I let go all of it, obviously I'll be confused. and I won't go, I won't get any results, obviously the motivation goes down and then it's all like poof. So I don't want you to be there. Okay. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We've covered a lot of topics. So all of this I have put in like detailed, like when exactly you need to do and all that in my coaching system, like I said. So on day number one, you have to do like a mixed method. You know, day number two, it's more like a cardio. Day number three, only the strength. You know what I mean? So every day, it's just how, what you need to work out and particular day, what you need to eat. So all of this there in my coaching system. So if you want, just get onto the link, just get yourself registered and come from webinar so that I can teach you as to how you should approach this whole, you know, fit life or fit lifestyle. Okay. So yeah, that's pretty much it with it. So if you found this valuable, type your thoughts in the comment box. If you want me to just cover any of the topics, I can do the researches. I've been doing a lot of researches these days when it comes to the human body and its functionality. So that's pretty much it. So yes, stay hard and kill it. I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.